Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. Good morning.
Good morning.
I receive a letter from your bank where you have some kind of capital loans. So I'm interested on this letter.
Absolutely, I can definitely look into it.
To see what is the next step.
Okay. Sure. Sorry, my phone, it froze up just a second there, so let me try to get in there so I can look you up. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code available by any chance?
Yes. It's 2311 4201 0005
8268. Okay. And in case we get disconnected, is there a good number to reach you back at?
It's 916-397-3084.
3084. Okay, I'm actually writing all this down because I can't get into my system right now, but that's fine. I'll be able to help you out either way. And as far as what it sounds like we sent out to you, it was an offer for financing for either equipment financing or either working capital or maybe a combination of the both. Tell me what's going on with your business. Mm-hmm. Were you looking to maybe add some inventory or hire some new personnel, or were you looking to purchase some new equipment for your company?
I want to balance the company. I have a truck company. We grow from one truck to eight trucks in a year.
Congratulations. That's huge.
Yeah, that's super huge. But now I need to balance the company. I need to inject some capital to it to support diesel, to support last-minute fixes to the trucks, and to manage the grow, So.
Okay. Well, that sounds more like our unsecured working capital program then. It's a type of loan that once you get the funds, you can use those however you need to, whether it be for marketing or payroll or tires, fuel, anything of that nature. So you said that you just...
Yes.
So the company is about a year old at this point?
Yes, we started in last year, 2015.
2015, okay.
It's a year and 4 months.
And how much would you say the average monthly deposits are right now?
Yes, I was checking that. Last month was like 100,000 plus. Let me check.
Okay, so you're doing sounds like you're on pace to do right around gross annual revenue of around maybe like 1.2 million plus.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Well, okay. This year, it will be around.
So was the growth really more towards the end of last year, or has it really been just for this year at this point?
Well, what happened, let me check also even for me to know. Yeah, last month in April, it was 130,000.
Last month in April, okay. And then it's just trended upwards since then, right?
The thing is that when you only have one truck, it's less than that, and then I have two and three and four and so on and so forth.
You're up to eight, so.
Now that I have eight, that's what it is, 130 per month.
Well, that makes sense.
So, well, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to close the year, but 130 for the next 10 months. I mean, that's what I need to balance right now.
Not a problem. I can actually look into it for you and give you some answers fairly quickly. As far as the actual loan amount we'll lend to you, we'll lend you a percentage of your annual sales. So what we'll need to do is just get a good idea of what that is and then kind of go from there. But it sounds like you're going to be over $1 million. So was there a specific amount you had in mind, or are you just looking for the maximum amount that we could get out to you?
I'm looking for the max just to see if that's possible.
Okay. Well, not a problem. It's pretty seamless to get our approval. I tell you what, I can either fax your application or email it to you, whatever's more convenient for you there.
Email, please.
Email? Okay, sure.
Sounds like you are in England. Are you in England, or where are you here in the U.S.?
We're actually down in San Diego, California.
Oh, you're in San Diego. Oh, okay, good.
But we are affiliated with Cardiff. Oh, do I?
Yeah.
It's funny, I grew up in Texas.
You grew up in Texas. Oh, okay.
Yeah, go figure.
I'm calling you from Texas.
Are you? Where at? Okay. Texas. I should recognize the area code, but I did recognize it, just not from where.
Well, this one is from Sacramento because I was living there, but right now I'm calling you from El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I've driven through El Paso a couple times on the way out here. I was in the military, and when I first got out, I drove all the way from Central Texas to San Diego to check in to my school. Actually, the school is in 29 Palms, but I had to check in San Diego initially. But that's funny. I did lose my accent, that's for sure. And you're Pablo, then, I take it?
Well, I'm talking on behalf of Pablo. Pablo is next to me here.
Okay.
We are partners. So I'm 50% and he's 50%, but he's here next to me.
Oh, that's fine.
He
can tell
me when you call him just to figure it out. But it's the same. I mean, I can give you all the information that you need from me.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, as long as you guys are partners, I could even speak to you. Once all said and done, we'd have to have a loan agreement signed anyway, so everyone knows what's going on. But what was your name? I'll go ahead and add you to the system here.
Okay, my name is... why don't we keep it with Pablo Lage, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, it's just my system just asking for your contact information because I had entered that it wasn't Pablo that called in. But I can do the loan in Pablo's name. That's fine. I just need to have you added on there.
But
once I get the application...
He was sent here. Yeah, the application that we receive is through his name. Do you want me to pass it to you so you can continue the discussion?
No,
because
I can speak to you.
Everything is through his name.
Oh, that's fine. I can speak to you. It's fine. I just wanted to add you. And that way, if you're going to be the point of contact, I'll know your name and I can always give you a call throughout the process. It's a fairly fast process, but either way, I need to speak to you a couple times at least.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, my name is Victor Hernandez.
Victor Hernandez. Okay, Victor. And
yes.
Hernandez, and then it's this number that you called in from. This is your mobile number, or is this the work number?
No, this is mobile.
Mobile, okay. 3084. There we go. Perfect. And Victor, what was your email address for me to get this out to you?
Yeah, it's JVT, J as a Javier and V as a Victor, T, JVT at JVTransports.com.
So JVT at JVTransport.com?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And transports with an S at the end. Transports.
Okay.
With an S at the end.
And is the name of the company JV Transport?
Mm-hmm. JV Transport. JV Transportation, Inc.
Transportation, Inc. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me give you my direct number.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, you can just reach me directly.
Sure. Okay, I'm ready.
And my direct number is area code 858-519.
Uh-huh.
So okay. It's 858-519-5315.
Uh-huh. 5315, uh-huh.
And my name is Dennis.
Dennis, uh-huh.
You got it. And for whatever reason, I did not save the email. But I think I have it. It's just JVT at JVTransports.com, right?
You got it, yeah.
Sorry about that. I didn't save it whenever I saved the information here.
No, it's okay. So your number is 858-519-5315.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
And just out of curiosity, what do you guys specialize in as far as your actual transportation there?
Flatbeds.
Okay, so you haul like other vehicles and trucks, trailers, stuff like that?
No. This is flatbeds. This is, we carry loads of metal and wood and fruit and any.
So it's all
any load
that
we can do
really.
In a flatbed.
There you go. Okay. Just wanted to get a little bit of a better idea. But perfect.
Yeah. it's not cars. It's just more of metal and pipes and, you know, those things.
All right. Well, I tell you what, check your email here in about just a couple minutes. I'll go and get the application out to you. Our approval process is really seamless. What we'll need to look at in your case, I believe, would be 6 months of your business bank statements.
Let me just write that. 6 months of your banks. Uh-huh.
Yep, 6 months of your business bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
Your most recent business tax return.
Tax return, no problem. Okay.
And that should be it. I'll get the application out to you as well. It'll be included in the email, so you can just fill out that application. And like I said, it usually comes back with an approval within about 24 to 48 hours, but I think it's going to be a great approval for you guys.
Okay, so then let me check my email because I'm not receiving. You already sent the email?
No, I haven't sent it yet. I just need
the application? Okay. I was thinking you sent it.
I need to generate it for you real quick, but it'll be there in just a couple minutes. If you don't receive it for whatever reason, well, let me send you a test email just to make sure their computers are talking, that we have
exactly. So yeah, that will be good.
JVTransports.com.
JVT? Uh-huh. JVT at,
Okay, so I just sent that to you.
Okay. There you go. Dennis Sanders. Okay, so let me reply to you. Got it. Okay. I'll put my phone number here. 397-3084. Okay, so Okay, so now we're in contact.
Perfect. So what I'll do is I will go ahead and email your application, like I mentioned, and everything that we'll need for the approval. Do you think you'll be able to get that over to me today? If you do online banking, it might be easier for you to just go that route to get over to us.
I have everything that you asked me. It will be as easy as filling out the form and return it to you. So I don't have a problem. I will do reply to you. And if you send me the form and take me 5 or 10 minutes to fill it up, no problem. I can reply to you today.
Perfect. Sounds good. I'll get started on it for you guys right away then.
So Dennis, just to understand a little bit more, because this was so fast, a Bank of Cardiff is a bank. Where is this bank?
We're actually located in San Diego. We're in San Diego.
Okay. We are San Diego company
with Cardiff Wells as well from Europe, but we're actually out of San Diego, California.
You are in San Diego, okay? And this bank is in San Diego as well.
Yes, we are.
This is a private or local bank from San Diego, or something.
Yeah, privately held bank here in San Diego. There's actually an area of San Diego called Cardiff by the Sea. It's a little beach community. So I believe the owner's parents are actually originally from there. They were raised there. But now we're local here in San Diego. We work in all 50 states, though. And I happen to be the one in the company that works primarily with titled vehicles, trucks, trailers, things of that nature. So I'm really familiar with the industry. But luckily, on the working capital loans, they're much more seamless. You don't have to provide a whole bunch of extra information like titles and VIN numbers and stuff like that. It's it's just an unsecured working capital program that allows you to have funds to use however you need to.
Okay. Sounds like it's a plan to help, and that's what we're looking. Okay.
Okay. Absolutely. Dennis, I think it's going to be a great one for you guys.
Okay. Hopefully. Okay, Dennis. So as soon as I receive that, I will be in contact with you again.
Okay. Sounds good, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
You too, Victor. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.